Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from the second day of Green Build in Toronto is Denny Dara, who is general manager of Forbo in North America and Asia Pacific. Denny, how you doing?
Very good. How are you today?
Good. Good to be with you. It's good to get a chance to catch up with you. I know that Forbo has continued to see tremendous growth, even though we are in this economic doldrum. Talk a little bit about how it is that y'all continue to grow.
Well, we've been fortunate in terms of the way our product makeup has been. It's very much in line with the market. So resilient products are growing very much in terms of acceptance, and sustainability has been a key door opener for us. In the end, our products perform, and that's why we've been able to be successful. But in terms of the ability to lead the sustainability argument, that's opened a lot of doors for us. It's created opportunities for growth.
You're right here at the very front of the North Hall. I know in various other green builds, you've come with all kinds of unique type booths. A couple years ago, you tried a virtual booth where there was just a couple of screens. People could sit down and talk to your staff that actually never traveled. This space is minimalistic and yet has a very colorful floor with no furniture in it. One of the neat things about this space you have is this whole message around your products being built from natural products. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, if I can go back on a couple things. First of all, in terms of the booth, what we were trying to do is recognize the premise of this show differently and say that we need to all take a look at how we promote our products, that it's not just what's in the product, but it's how we operate as businesses. And we said we need to take a different look. What we found was, honestly, we got a little bit lost in the show. So we needed to come back with a presence, but we still wanted a presence that was representative of the theme of the show so that materials that can be donated locally, minimalized shipping, all the other parts and pieces. So that's what got us on that side. In terms of the natural ingredients, that's part of a starting point for how we manufacture our products. Again, the idea being that we start at the very basics where sustainability is built in from the inception of a product all the way through. We're very fortunate with Marmoleum at the core of our business that it starts with natural raw materials, but the key is we don't stop there. We take a look at every aspect of the process. We embrace LCA as the guidepost for how we innovate and develop the product. And so it's not just the raw materials, but it's what we do with it after that in terms of our processes, in terms of the performance of the product all the way through end of life.
So with linoleum, which MCT is a linoleum product, there's basically no plasticizer at all in this product, right?
That is correct. There's no plasticizer. It is 100% certified bio-based product. It is basically an evolution of taking what has traditionally been a sheet product in linoleum and bringing it over and actually making it the best, most competitive, occupancy-ready floor that you can buy. So it's a first step up from VCT. So where as VCT, you're actually buying half of a floor because it always requires some sort of finish application after the fact. MCT comes occupancy-ready. So it's in a tile format that's very easy for the marketplace to work with and at a very competitive price as a first price installed cost step up point that makes it a key driver for our growth.
Before we start this interview, you were talking about this whole lead system and how it has motivated some companies to design products with recycled content and do a bolt-on, add-on, do something to your product that makes you earn points. And you had a theory on how that's really not the way to design products. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, as we were talking about, MCT being able to be so cost competitive, yet being right for the market, goes to the root that MCT and Marmoleum were conceived with sustainability all the way at the beginning from the raw materials through. LEED being a point-based system for building green buildings, not necessarily gets directly into product, gives points for attributes, sustainable attributes. And what it's led to is a plethora of products that are products with sustainable attributes as opposed to sustainable products. So because somebody gets points for recycled content in their backing or somebody gets points for bio-based, they take existing products and they try and inject this into them. And that creates the perception, wrong perception, that sustainability costs more. This perception that it costs more to have a sustainable product is a lie, but that is the belief of the vast majority of consumers that are out there today. The reality of it is if you integrate sustainability all the way at the beginning, from the design of your product, the development of the process, into the manufacturing process, there is nothing in reduce, reuse, recycle that says I cost more. And so that's why MCT is able to be as competitive as it is because it's a sustainable product. It's not a product with a sustainable attribute. I draw the analogy to quality control back in the 80s. It used to be a bolt-on at the end of line, and quality control used to cost more. But then, as the process has evolved and people realized as you integrated quality across the entire aspect of the product from design all the way through manufacturing and then end of line, it actually saved money for the manufacturer. Sustainability is no different. And in the end, what we want is a marketplace where sustainability is not a marketable attribute, but an assumed attribute of the product. That's really the aspirational marketplace that we need to drive to here.
One last question. You know, it's been about 3 years since you guys acquired Bonar, and I know what it gave you is it, you know, we've been focusing in this interview on your Marmoleum linoleum tile product, but this Bonar acquisition gave you Flowtech, it gave you this entryway, it kind of rounded out your offering. Talk a little bit about how that's given you a little bit more market share.
It's been great for us in the marketplace because it's broadened the way that people look at us and enabled us to move beyond certain defined niches. We are pillars in the healthcare and education business, but it's enabled us to now start moving into assisted living and other areas. The digital print capabilities to give tremendous visuals to Flowtech that it historically didn't have really opened up other avenues on the design side. So it ties very clearly to what we do. The nice thing is it doesn't substitute for our product. It enables us to broaden our footprint on projects and become more successful. As I always say, you know, pretty much all the buildings we sell material into have an entrance. So we have an opportunity with the entrance system. And there's quite often an intermix of resilient flooring and textile flooring. And with Flowtex being a crossover that brings additional benefits, it's just a way to acquire additional footprint in our existing projects and get into new markets, assisted living being the most notable, senior living, where we're able to actually now have a lead position going in terms of leading with the Flowtex and being able to bring Marmoleum and our other products along with it.
As we look across these different sectors in the commercial market, I know a lot of your focus, as you've said, is healthcare. Is that continued to be one of the strongest vertical sectors in the market for you?
Absolutely. Healthcare and education have been pretty consistent. I think you'd probably find the overall market in education might be down a little bit this year. I think that actually relates back to the final consequences of the global financial crisis in 2008, where a lot of the bond issues for schools were voted down. But our business still grew, so we were very happy with that. And healthcare has remained stable and is just a critical piece. And again, we are getting recognized more and more for what all we can do within a facility. So that's really helped us. Yeah, I think the overall marketplace has actually been okay there. We certainly have acquired share.
Okay, great, Denny. It's great to talk to you. Again, we've been talking to Denny Dara, who's General Manager of North America and Asia Pacific for Forbo, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.